Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio book coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about the magic that magicians like versus the magic that a layperson likes or a regular audience likes when you are performing. Now, I feel, and other people have said the same thing I've heard over the years. There are two kinds of magic when performing. There's the kind of magic that magicians like, and there's the kind of magic that lay people like. And sometimes the two don't mix very well. A lot of times when you go to a magic convention and you see competitions, you see manipulators and other kind of magic that magicians like. They think, oh, that's very difficult, and wow, I'm impressed by that. But it's not the best kind of magic, perhaps, that a lay person likes, at least presentational-wise. And so when you are thinking about your show and performing, you really got to think, is this magic or is this technique or is this flourish really more to make magicians go, wow, that's cool? Or would something a little more practical be better for a lay audience? This is something I always think about. And of course, I like the magic bubblegum and the high fast technique and stuff to watch, you know, but that's me. I'm a magician and I can appreciate the hard work that went into that, where the layperson might not appreciate that or even find that entertaining. You know, the presentation and the actual effect is much more important for the lay audience in some cases than a kind of manipulation stuff. And also, my own thing is I notice a lot of manipulation acts. I like manipulation, and you can learn a lot about performing from manipulations acts. Things about posture, timing, misdirection. There's a whole different things about learning that I'll talk to about one day. You can learn from doing a manipulation act. But some manipulation acts or some other kinds of stage magic or close-up magic are doing magic with things that don't really make sense. And I'm talking like, you know, I like CDs and stuff like this, but unless there's a real story in your performance, there's no sense to produce CDs. I don't know why. Producing money makes sense. Producing cards somewhat could make sense. But you really, it's something that magicians probably always battle with. And yeah, we like to see all these fancy flourishes and, you know, disappearing. But does a regular audience find that entertaining? Or do they just rather see something different? I mean, you look at magic of the way David Blaine won people's audiences over. He didn't do anything that was very difficult, but the presentation and the effect was very, very strong. And, you know, would he be effective if he went out and did CD and card productions or ball manipulations or thimble manipulations? Would the audience find it as entertaining or mysterious? You know, this is something magicians always have to think about. And, of course, like I said, that kind of classic manipulation act is important to learn. I have myself never really performed a full manipulation act, but I have learned how to do manipulation act. The reason is because it does teach you a lot about magic, and it's a good thing to learn from. But you really have to be careful about doing that kind of magic. You need to create a story. You need to have a reason why, and not just make it that to impress the other magicians, especially if you're going to make a living. You really need to think about how does this magic have a connection with the audience, and does it mean anything for them? Does producing CDs have any kind of value? Does producing lots of cards from your fingers have any value for the audience? If you have a story, you look at Cardini. I have seen CD production acts that do make sense. There's a tie-in with music and there is a flow, but the majority is there is no reason to produce them. These are just my opinions anyways. And again, when you're thinking about your show, thinking about what magic is appropriate for an audience, what would an audience like, and what magic is really the kind of magic that a magician likes. And you really got to kind of think about it and decide yourself. And this is just my suggestions, my comments, things I've heard other people say as well. But your opinion may differ, and I would love to hear it. Until the next Magic Audiobook, you can send me a message at aaron@aaronjones.com. Visit me on my website at aaronjones.com, on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic, and also Facebook at aaronjonesmagic. And if you are on the new Google Buzz, you can get me on there at magicelvis@gmail.com. Until next